I know, I'm late. Sorry if you would like worry and wondering like where I was, like right, this like ugh. God, this school trip came through and I swear one of those kids was an actual demon. I mean, demons exist, right? I mean, like if Khonshu and that exists, then demons probably exist. Oh God, do demons exist? Point is, yeah, he sort of destroy the gift shop. So, guess who had to clean up? Do I get paid extra for the overtime? Wouldn't that be nice? Are you all right? Sorry, I just sort of burst in, didn't I? Shit, love, were you worried? Sorry, I mean, I know I should have texted. I mean, I know I texted when I was coming back, but I should have texted the moment it happened. My phone kind of died, and then it was charging while I was cleaning, and it's been a day. So, what's up with you? Well, I mean, has it been one of them days for you too? Well, I didn't mean nothing by it, just. I don't want to say you look a bit tired because this feels kind of like a trap that if I say if you look a bit tired, you might get offended and think I'm trying to say you look bad. But tired, just because you look tired doesn't mean you look bad. I mean, you could never look bad. I mean, I'm not the best at reading expressions and stuff, so I could completely be wrong. Just that you're a bit quiet, and then I thought maybe I could have really like bothered you by like coming home late and not properly telling you, and then like, I got a bit stressed. I don't, I like getting back when I'm supposed to get back. Don't really like changing my schedule up. So. Annoyed at me. Did something happen? I mean, we'd have to talk about it if it did. Oh. You missed me. Oh. Sweet, isn't it? Well, sorry, my brain short sorts it. Short circuit a bit, sorry. I can talk, I promise. But let me come sit with you, yeah. Put this down. Right. I am sorry. I try and make sure my phone's fully charged, yeah. I don't like making you worry. I love you. Ah, so you are stressed. That's okay. I mean, of course, we'd rather you not be stressed. I just mean, you know, it's okay to feel not so good sometimes. A lot of the times. I mean, tell you what. Well, no, actually, you tell me what. What am I talking about? I mean, well, since I feel like I messed up a bit. No, what? Oh. Okay, well, regardless. Make it up to you. Or, if I can, maybe more like, how can I make it up to you? Just feel a bit bad that you were sat here all stressed out waiting for me to come home. And I didn't know you were having a hard time. Whether you wanna, I don't know, order food. We could go out, but I don't really think either of us want to leave the apartment. Yeah, no. So we could, Netflix? No, there's nothing on Netflix anymore, is there? DVDs? Yes, I still own DVDs, thank you. Nap. I cook. Oh, you've love faith. Right, well, I could. I'm not going to take that. What? Mark may or may not be better at cooking. That doesn't really. Well, he's had more time to perfect it, hasn't he? I mean, you know. When we were younger, he was out most of the time. Sometimes, you know, cooking, because, I mean. I don't know, to be honest. I think, I don't know, I'm sort of making conclusions. Maybe either, sometimes he had to cook it, well, before he moved out, or maybe once moving out on his own, he actually learned, maybe he learned for Layla. Well, anyway, shouldn't probably bring these things up. Might upset him, you know. What even talking about? Yeah, but he likes you. Don't see why I won't cook for you now instead. Not instead. I mean, not that you're. But I take offense that you'd want me to try and switch out just so you can have, what, a proper meal. You know, it's not my fault that how many hours I work and then they don't exactly pay enough to take you out to fancy dinners every night. I just never really felt like I had the time, I guess. Kind of throw myself into working and studying and well, okay, then maybe not food. Since apparently playing some kind of master chef in here. They're gonna be like a food critic. And we just relax. I mean, like, sleeping or like, well, I mean, if you're gonna like tease me and stuff, maybe if you know, if you were stressed and you didn't want to think about anything. And you wanted to not, yeah, have to think. Oh, like, I also got to put you a little bit in your place for making fun of my cooking skills that just need honing, that's all. I did keep you waiting. I do feel bad about it. Let me make it up to you. Okay. Is that a plan then? Yeah. And you know, if you don't want me like being all in control, that's sort of thrown out. That was just like, I mean, if you wanted, because I know you've kind of wanted me to try and be more confident, and like, I mean, I'd like to, since you seem into it, and I want to make you feel good, so okay, I will do my best. Bedroom, yeah. This is what you need, isn't it? How about you get everything off? Or we get everything off? And then you lay on the bed and you don't move unless I tell you. You can do that, can't you? I can pull these off while you lay down if you lift your hips up. Down. Yeah. You know, I've got a bit of a thing for my mouth on you. Yeah. You don't mind, do you? Well, if we want to properly switch that brain off, I think you might need a cock inside. Gotta get you ready. If I just what did I say, yeah? No moving unless I say. You can just go limp like a rag doll. No tension, yeah. And if you come on my tongue, I'm gonna keep going, yeah. That's what you say to stop. If you say the word, you know. But if it gets a bit too much and a bit too sensitive, but you still wanna keep going, because we want you like that, don't we? Oversensitive. So you can let go. You can let me just get my mouth on you. I know normally I'm not adverse to you grabbing my hair and my head, but what did I say? You keep moving without permission and I'm gonna have to stop, I think. You're gonna be good, Poppy. That's it. What's that twitching for? You're not gonna come, are you? And you can't, you know? I don't mind how many times you come. It's all about you, yeah. So, if you wanna, don't hold back. Come on. You're twitching and poking your hips so much I had to pin them down, but you did such a good job at coming for me. But you still seem a bit too, with it. For my tastes, yeah? I said we were gonna get you out of your head, yeah? See how hard I am? I slid my cock between your legs. Do you still want it? Well, yeah, I'm gonna make you say it. Oh, you want it in here? Yeah? Is that right? Well, if you can ask so nicely. Yeah, alright, alright. Shh. I'll give you what you want, yeah. What you need. I always take care of you, don't I? So, you don't gotta worry about a thing, yeah. Not a thing. Fuck, you always feel so good. Yeah, this is what you needed. You'll come home and let me take care of everything. Not a fault in your head. Just let me help you. Let me breathe you, yeah. Fill you up. And you're taking me so well, yeah. Just like always, yeah? I think you can come a second time. I think you can come on that cock. Yeah? Fuck. Fuck, I'm close. Come on, come on. Come on, you can come with me back, can't you? Come on, love, come on. Fuck, and you want me in here, yeah? Want me to come? Oh, fuck. Fuck. That's it. Right. Fuck. You sure? And I was a bit more, well, I was gonna say demanding than usual, but I suppose that's still not very strict by some people's standards, but it's a bit strict by my standard. It's feeling a bit better. If you want, we can just stay can't really just ask Mark to cook. He can't just pop out whenever he wants. It's not always a thing we've got control over, you know. Whatever. I'm sure I can ask him to teach me something. Yeah. Or we could just lie here, fall asleep, wake up at some point and then eat. I mean, I don't think I'm accidentally just going to sleep all the way through the night. I might accidentally just fall asleep and sleep all the way through the night. Well, all right then, I'll sit alone. Nap time, we can get up. I think we both deserve a nap, don't you?